Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, February the 28th of 2008. Welcome one and all, ladies and gentlemen, and all the geeps at sea. Geeps, geek peeps, you get that by now, right? Geeps, okay. All the geeps at sea. I am the vicar solo yet again today. Billy Flynn, although he did make a brief appearance with us yesterday, is not going to be with us today. Apparently he overdid it and just kicked his ass. So he's actually going to sleep in, take a lot of Percocet, and go bye-bye for another day or so. Hopefully by Saturday, we will all be back. All right, so we'll see. Saturday, you say? What's this, Mr. Vicar? What are you talking about? Well, Saturday, according to plan anyway, we are going to record the second episode of Geek Radio Daily weekly. So our long-form show on Saturday should hit and should be released on the same feed. Flynn may or may not be back on the Daily Show tomorrow. I don't know. Hopefully by Monday. We'll see. But again, surgery? Yeah, nothing to sneeze about. So we're going to let him do that without bugging him too much about it. By the way, Saturday, the long-form show, if we do get to it, we are likely to have a guest host with us because it is nice to have three voices. Stay tuned. We will see how that works out. So, how is your leap day, kiddies? Is this leap day? Is the 28th leap day, or is the... I think it's tomorrow. The 29th is the leap day. That's the one that only comes around every 4 years, right? I don't know. Keep up with these things. Okay, here you go, kiddies. This is what you need to be looking at for TV pages tonight. American Idol, of course, because that's pretty much all that's ever on these days. Of course, I'm being hypocritical and making fun of it because now I'm watching the bloody thing. American Idol, four more people are going to get booted, two guys, two girls. After American Idol, a fresh edition of Don't Forget the Lyrics. Ironically, I think I'd like Don't Forget the Lyrics more. As a radio guy and as a music guy, I think that'd be fun, but I've never watched it, so we'll see. Any Geek Idol watchers, by the way? Do geeks watch American Idol? I don't know. For the record, I like the tattooed chick, which, phew, ironic there, isn't it? But Carly, the tattooed chick, the Irish girl, yeah, she's my favorite. I like her. Anyway, that's beside the point. ABC tonight lost. Got a tough time as Saeed and Desmond make their way to the freighter. I don't know what any of that means because I've never seen this show. I'm a complete poser with Lost, but there you go. That's it's on tonight. Also, last week's episode of Lost is on earlier. So two big episodes. One new, one not so much new on tonight. Later, a new episode of Eli Stone, which I still mention just because it makes me laugh. I haven't watched it, but there's something about George Michael videos or something. I don't get it. But it strikes me as funny, so there you go. Celebrity Apprentice tonight, as the celebrities who on NBC work on a four-page spread for a body wash to run in the April issue of Red Book. Yes! God, I can't wait. Fully turgid and ready to watch this tonight. 60-minute repeat of The Office tonight with Michael getting ready to launch the company's website. It's a repeat, but it's still The Office, so it's good stuff, right? CBS tonight, more reality. God, Thursday night is all about the reality shows with... the Micronaut, Survivor Micronaut, Micronesia, whatever, on CBS. Survivor Micronaut, that I would watch. Without a Trace follows that. The CW tonight, Smallville and Reaper, they are repeats, but they're still Smallville and Reaper. Even if you've seen them before, they're better than most of the other stuff on the tube, so that's worth watching. And Turner Classic Movies tonight, for a change, actually showing classic movies from 1966, A Man for All Seasons. You got Robert Shaw, I think Robert Shaw actually plays Henry VIII in this, doesn't he? You gotta love a Henry VIII movie. I detest Henry VIII. Anybody that knows me knows that I detest the Tudors, period. The entire damned family. There, I said it. All thugs from first to last. I'm a Yorkist, so obviously I'm not a big fan of those usurping bastards. But, that being said, good movie. And then after that, my mom and dad's first date movie. Isn't that cute? From 1965, Dr. Zhivago. It's too long. Oh, dear God, if you're younger than 40, you will actually want to kill yourself watching this film. I said it. Dex, all you movie guys out there, I know you're cringing, but I said it. And listen to me explain it. If you're a young person, like 20s or even early 30s or something like that, right? And you grew up with the sort of editing that MTV has given us that we all now take for granted because everything is cut and edited that way. Put him in front of a Dr. Zhivago. Put him in front of a Lawrence of Arabia. They will actually gouge out their own eyeballs with a spoon, okay? It's that horrific. However, it is a classic movie, so it is one of those you're supposed to see, so watch that. All right, there's your TV for tonight, for Thursday, all of my highlights. I don't have anything else to add. There's just not that much good stuff going on. Wanda Sykes is on Leno tonight. She's damn funny, so there you go. And Conan O'Brien, there's some geek cred, Natalie Portman. Yeah, I know she's like a serious actress now, but She's still Princess Leia's mom, y'all. All right? There's no getting around that. Okay. That's it for TV news. Did we talk about Geek Radio Daily News? I guess we did. We're going to try to do a Geek Radio Daily Weekly on Saturday, episode 2 of that. You're solo with the Vicar today. Maybe Billy Flynn will be back tomorrow. I don't know, but by Monday we'll certainly be back on the regular show. And I think I already mentioned to you guys about RavenCon, about the damn shame that I'm going to miss my home con, both me and Billy Flynn now, as it turns out. Neither of us are going to be able to make RavenCon in Richmond that weekend in April. Is it last weekend in April? I think it is. So that's going to be on the chopping block just due to scheduling stuff, I'm afraid. Sorry about that, guys. So anyway, I guess that's all for our news for the time being. We're going to Geek Radio Daily News anyway. We'll come back with our regular news segment in just a minute. And, of course, it is gaming day, being Thursday. It is gaming day, so I got some gaming news we'll talk about as well. So keep it tuned right here, kiddies, would you, for our Thursday, February 28th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Chris, you've got the seven sun plans, but you don't have me. You were going to kill me, Chris. You were going to have to come down here. You're going to have to come down here.
I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you, and I wish to go on hurting you. I shall leave you as you left me, cliffhangered, marooned for all eternity in the center of a waterlogged, forgotten lab. Buried alive. Buried alive.
Chris!
The Secret Lair, the final... Oh, come on. You cannot be serious. No, I am not reading that. And what is this? These are the voyages of 230-something Midwestern geeks? Forget it. I'll say subscribe at www.thesecretlair.com, and that's it. I'm done.
All right, Geek Radio Daily for this Thursday, February the 28th. Thank you for joining us, or I should say joining me, because I am yet again alone. Billy Flynn came back to work. In hindsight, I guess he shouldn't have done that. Came back to work for a day, one day yesterday, worked a full day, did everything, and by the time he had to go home, he wasn't in good shape. So we're letting him recuperate another day from surgery, and that means you got the Vicar. Sorry about that, y'all. Nothing but the Vicar. All Vicar, all the time. Oh, yeah. All right, let's talk about gaming. We're still trying to figure out for sure what to do on this Thursday segment, because a lot of the gaming stuff just falls under news for me, which we do every day anyhow. So I don't know. I've had a recent suggestion about doing a segment on Thursday revolving around podcasts, or more specifically, patio books, patio novels. And that I like. Maybe we're going to do that. I don't remember who came up with that initial suggestion, but I got a message from my friend Chris Miller from over at The Secret Lair, among other many, many other projects, the legendary Chris Miller, who says, yeah, he can help me with some of that. If on a weekly basis we want to do that, Chris is going to hook us up with the information. So we're going to talk about that, and that may well be what we end up doing for Thursdays. I don't know. For right now, here we go, some gaming information. I looked at this, this Black Death downloadable board game. I know the Black Death, it's a game about the plague, all right? I know that's not exactly the most exciting thing you ever saw. However, it's also kind of morbid, which I do dig. Black Death, it's a game of plagues for 2 to 6 players, I kid you not. Each player is a different strain of the disease from 14th century Europe. Well, that's cool, but whoever racks up the highest body count wins. Conquest and strategy game. It's a downloadable game, okay, but you should see this damn thing. If I can find the best thing for you to do is just Google Black Death downloadable board game and you'll find it. I got, this is from GamingReport.com. So if you go to GamingReport.com, there's a click-through. Normally we'd put the link in the show notes, but with Billy Flynn out, seriously, I'm not doing any stinking show notes. So this is the coolest damn thing I've ever seen. Well, maybe that's a stretch, but it's pretty damn cool. I wasn't going to do the story until I looked at it. It's completely downloadable, and you should freaking see this thing. Quality is absolutely incredible. You got to have, you know, the paper, the right stuff to print it on, but includes color and grayscale maps, big maps, 6 disease tracks, which sounds nasty, but I guess you have to have it, 150 counters, 2 player aid sheets, 20 event cards. Just look at it, because it's effing cool. All right, that's the first one. From IGN, Activision gets sued over its Blizzard merger. So Some gaming industry news. According to Bloomberg via GameDaily.com, shareholders at Activision unhappy with the Blizzard-Activision merger. Shareholders contend that their interests were not met. Currently, Vivendi, parent company to Blizzard, has a 52% stake in Activision Blizzard, which puts Activision in a, quote, unfavorable minority position, according to investors. The official complaint reads, quote, the merger, stock purchase, and tender offer working in concert convey control of Activision to Vivendi, but fail to offer the Activision stockholders opportunity to realize a true control premium. So we'll keep you up with that as it goes. If you own stock in these companies, good for you. I've always approved of that. I always wanted to get cool stock, like when Marvel went public, and I never did. I know absolutely nothing about my stock holdings, by the way. All I do is through a 401k, which means my Edward Jones guy, who is very good, by the way, I let him handle it, so I have no clue. I guess I should actually ask him, hey, just for fun, get me stock in cool things. Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, I never thought of that until this moment. I think it would be neat to hold stock in some of this stuff. Possibly a horrendous investment, I don't know, but it would be cool. So I'll just buy a few shares. So if it's a bad investment, it's the cool factor will be still up there. I don't know. Midnight Syndicate. You guys familiar with Midnight Syndicate? This story, by the way, from RPGnews.com. These guys do CDs, soundtrack, really moody, very cool, like RPG soundtracks. You see them at conventions. I've got a couple of their items. Now, in 2008, Midnight Syndicate bringing their music to the soundtrack of an actual movie. Yay! Good for you guys. Robert Kurtzman's thriller, The Rage. The CD contains menacing ambiance and signature Midnight Syndicate dark atmosphere mixed with high-octane, pulse-pounding action and chase themes. So, being a score to a movie, it's a little bit different than the other stuff that they typically do, which is geared more toward like a gaming or a LARPing ambiance, but still really, really cool. I love these guys. I support these guys, so you should do so as well. The Rage CD, by the way, Amazon is going to have that, so you can take a look at that. Okay, I think that's gaming news for the time being. Some other news stories, just regular news stories I wanted to run by. I skipped this yesterday because I ran out of time. Justice League, back on for 09. Now, I keep getting back and forth stories on the fate of this movie. This is the live action one. Variety reporting that the Justice League movie back in business, busy polishing up the script, which is expected to be back at the studio in a few weeks. The cast has been advised to keep training for their superhero roles. Director George Miller in pre-production in Australia. But yeah, looking at 2009, I had heard that they were shooting now for 2010. Now I get this story that says 2009. I don't know. Adam Brody, The Flash, the biggest star in the lineup. Rapper Common in the Green Lantern role. You guys probably already know this stuff. Megan Gale as Wonder Woman, yada yada. But we'll keep up to date on that. I still think this thing is going to die before it actually gets a whole lot further. I don't know why, I just do. DreamWorks defending Toshiba, abiding by HD exclusivity. This is from IGN as well. Reuters announced yesterday afternoon that DreamWorks Animation has announced it will continue to abide by the company's HD DVD exclusivity deal. That's despite a recent announcement from Toshiba that the losing format will be phased out. Nevertheless, DreamWorks, in an 18-month, $150 million agreement with Paramount, stated with the upcoming release of B-Movie, dropping only to DVD, plans for a Blu-ray version on hold until definitive word from Toshiba. An HD DVD release, however, has apparently been scuttled. So, I don't know, those wars continue. Do I care? I only have a regular DVD player, so no, I really don't. And our last story, according to Jim, lives on. I can't believe this damn thing ever actually got on the air at all, but according to multiple sources, Season 8 looks like it'll happen. TV Guide's Michael Osiello says he hears it's pretty much a done deal. By the way, if you want to check him out, among numerous blogs and podcasts, one of my favorites, TV Guide Talk, he's on. TV Guide Talk podcast, really good podcast if you're a TV head. 8 seasons of According to Jim, are you freaking kidding me? All right, that's it, kiddies. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks. Recorded right here live at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, towering high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or individually at vicar@geekradiodaily.com. Subscribe through iTunes and join the brand new forums at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.